At some point, when you've been living your life for Christ, when you've been calling yourself a Christian for quite a while, it can feel as though, well, to be honest, as though you're just going through the motions. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. There's a shop not too far from where I live that sells stuffed animals. No, not toy ones, real ones that have died and have been preserved and stuffed by a taxidermist. But as dead as they are, they look so real on the outside. The tiger looks like a real tiger, because he is, or at least he was. But on the inside, he's dead. And that's the risk of religion. We can start off being so alive for God, but little by little, the joy and the peace, the relationship with Jesus on the inside, dies. And what happens then is that people go through the motions, the rituals. On the outside, they look real. But on the inside, their love for God has faded. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. People will turn against their friends. They'll do foolish things without thinking and will be so proud of themselves. Instead of loving God, they'll love pleasure. They'll go on pretending to be devoted to God, but they will refuse to let that devotion change the way they live. Stay away from these people. There are too many people, in fact, way too many people, pretending to be devoted to God and playing at religion. Sadly, churches are full of them. But it doesn't have to be like that. Not for you. Because if you believe in Jesus, then His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is here to fill you with life. Don't just go through the motions. Don't be dead on the inside. Because Jesus came to bring you life, and life in all its abundance. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. The best way, the very best way to keep your relationship with Jesus alive, rich, and vibrant is to be a man or a woman of God's Word. That's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.